The front page of the New York Times on a Thursday in June. Congress votes overwhelmingly to ban candy. Cites dental health. On the same day, on an inside page of a Zurich newspaper. American couple, frozen in Swiss mountains for 3 decades, thaw spontaneously, appear unharmed. These two events, it was later proved, were related. It's complicated. A little history is necessary here, a little filling in of the details. Many years before, 30 years to be exact, Mr. and Mrs. Willoughby had embarked on an extended vacation. They used the reprehensible travel agency. The company ceased operations some years ago after consistently bad reviews on Yelp, leaving their 4 children behind. They didn't like the children very much, and to be honest, the children didn't like them either, and so it was not a tragedy for them to be separated. But it would have been illegal for them to leave the children all alone. The eldest, Tim, was just 12. To keep things on the up and up, Mr. Willoughby had advertised for a nanny and had hired the no-nonsense woman, who appeared at the front door on her first day of work with a starched and folded apron in her satchel. Then, when their parents did not return, because they had stupidly worn shorts and sandals to go mountain climbing, and finally the Swiss government had announced that the couple had frozen solid on an Alp, perched on an icy ledge from which they could not be retrieved, though for a few coins they could be viewed by telescope from several tourist locations, and the house in which they had lived was sold, the children and Nanny had to rethink their living arrangements. Fortunately, Nanny was very enterprising. She took a job in the nearby home, mansion, actually, of a man, founder and president of Consolidated Confectionaries, Inc., who had made a fortune manufacturing candy. All 4 children and even their cat went with her. And guess what? The billionaire, Commander Melonoff, fell in love with her. Well, why wouldn't he? She was a wonderful cook, a fine housekeeper, a no-nonsense woman, and a dutiful caretaker not only of the children, but of Commander Melonoff himself. She trimmed his mustache and sprinkled cinnamon on his oatmeal. He was a very rich and very lonely bachelor. In time, there was a wedding and a happily ever after. The Willoughby children had all grown up, of course. They had gone to college and taken jobs and moved away to live their various lives. All but Tim. Tim, the eldest, had always been a clever boy. Now, 42 years old, with the blessing of Commander Melonoff, he had taken over the candy manufacturing company, which had continued its enormous and profitable success. He and his wife lived in the mansion with their little boy. Tim Willoughby subscribed to the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, but he had no reason really to read European newspapers, like the one in Switzerland that had recently described in a brief article the amazing reappearance of the defrosted couple in the Alps. Too bad. He would have been very interested in that article because the newly thawed Americans were his parents. But he had been distracted by the major headline and front page news from the U.S. Congress. The banning of candy. How could this have happened? Well, he knew exactly how it had happened. It was the dentists, the American Dental Association. They had been lobbying for months against candy. They ran ads on TV showing open-mouthed children displaying rotting, discolored teeth, while the voice of a mournful dentist explained gloomily how if only they had not eaten candy, they would not have reached this sad state. And finally, all of the senators and representatives had been convinced. So, pay attention. It will be confusing at first, but it's worth hanging in there. And there won't be a quiz.